This is the palace of the fearful king, and this the regal seat. Possess it, York, for this is thine and not King Henry's heirs.
Assist me then, sweet Warwick, and I will.
We'll all assist you. He that flies shall die.
Thanks, gentle knight.
And when the king comes, offer him no violence, unless he seek to thrust you out perforce.
And leave me not, my lord. Be resolute. I mean to take possession of my right.
Neither the king, nor he that loves him best, the proudest he that holds up Lancaster, dares stir a wing if Warwick shake his bells. I'll plant Plantagenet. Root him up, who dares. Resolve thee, Richard. Claim the English crown.
My lords, look where the sturdy rebel sits, even in the chair of state. Belike he means, backed by the power of Warwick, that false peer, to aspire unto the crown and reign as king.
Earl of Northumberland, he slew thy father and thine, Lord Clifford. And you both have vowed revenge on him, his sons, his favorite, and his friends.
Yes, I be not. Heavens be revenged on me.
The hope thereof makes Clifford mourn and steal.
Oh, shall we suffer this? Let's pluck him down. My heart for anger burns. I cannot brook it.
Be patient, gentle Earl of Westmoreland.
Patience of a Bolton such as he.
He does not sit there had your father lived.
My gracious lord,
here in the parliament, let us assail the family of York.
Well spoken, cousin. Be it so.
Know you not the city favors them, and they have troops of soldiers at their back.
But when the duty's slain, they'll quickly fly.
Far be the thought of this from Henry's heart, to make a shambles of the Parliament House. Cousin of Exeter, frowns, words, and threats shall be the war that Henry means to use.
Thou factious Duke of York, descend my throne, and kneel for grace and mercy at my feet. I am thy sovereign.
I am thine.
The same, come down, he made thee Duke of York.
Mine inheritance. As the earldom was.
Thy father was a traitor to the crown.
Exeter, thou art a traitor to the crown in following this usurping Henry.
Whom should he follow but his natural king?
True, Clifford. That is Richard, Duke of York.
And shall I stand and thou sit in my throne?
It must and shall be so. Content thyself.
Be Duke of Lancaster. Let him be king.
He is both king and Duke of Lancaster. And that the Lord of Westmoreland shall maintain.
And Warwick shall disprove it. You forget that we are those which chased you from the field and slew your fathers and with colors spread marched through the city to the palace gate.
Yes, Warwick, I do remember it to my grief. And by his soul, thou and thy house shall rule.
Plantagenet,
thee and these thy sons, thy kinsmen and thy friends, I'll have more lives than drops of blood were in my father's veins.
Urge it no more, lest that instead of words.
I send thee, Warwick, such a messenger as shall avenge his death before I stir.
Poor Clifford. How I scorn his worthless threat.
Will you we show our title to the crown? If not, our swords shall plead it in the field.
What title hast thou, traitor to the crown? My father was, as thou art, Duke of York. My grandsire, Roger Mortimer, Earl of March. I am the son of Henry V, who made the Dauphin and the French to stoop and seize upon their towns and provinces.
Talk not of France, if thou hast lost it all.
The Lord Protector lost it, and not I. When I was crowned, I was but 9 months old.
You're old enough now, and yet methinks you lose. Father, tear the crown from the usurper's head.
Sweet father, do so. Set it on your head, good father, as thou lovest and honorest arms, and spite it out, and not stand cavilling.
They'll sound drums and trumpets, and the king will fly.
Peace, peace now. And give King Henry leave to speak.
Plantagenet shall speak first.
Hear him, lord, and be you silent and attentive too. For he that interrupts him shall not live.
Thinkst thou that I will leave my kingly throne wherein my grandsire and my father sat? No. First shall war unpeople this my realm. I and their colors often born in France, and now in England, to our heart's great sorrow, shall be my winding sheet. Why think you, lords, my title's good and better far than his?
Prove it, Henry, and thou shalt be king.
Henry IV by conquest got the crown.
'Twas by rebellion against his king.
I know not what to say. My title's weak.
Tell me, may not a king adopt an heir?
What then?
And if he may, then am I lawful king. For Richard, in the view of many lords, resigned the crown to Henry the Fourth, whose heir my father was, and I am his.
He rose against him, being his sovereign, and made him to resign his crown perforce.
Suppose, my lords, he did it unconstrained. Think you it were prejudicial to his crown?
No! He could not so resign the crown, but that the next heir should succeed and reign.
Art thou against us, Duke of Exeter?
His is the right, and therefore pardon me.
Why whisper you, my lords, and answer not?
My conscience tells me he is lawful king.
All will revolt from me and turn to him.
King Henry, be thy title right or wrong, Lord Clifford vows to fight in thy defense. May that ground gape and swallow me alive, where I shall kneel to him that slew my father.
Oh, Clifford, how thy words revive my heart.
Henry of Lancaster, resign thy crown.
Do right unto this princely Duke of York, or I will fill the house with armed men. And o'er the chair of state where now he sits, write up his title with usurping blood.
My Lord of Warwick, hear me but one word. Let me for this my lifetime reign as king.
Confirm the crown to me and to mine heirs, and thou shalt reign in quiet whilst thou livest.
I am content. Richard Plantagenet, enjoy the kingdom after my decease.
What wrong is this unto the prince, your son?
What good is this to England and himself?
Face fearful and despairing, Henry.
How hast thou injured both thyself and us?
State these articles,
nor I. Come, cousin, let us tell the queen these news.
Farewell, faint-hearted and degenerate king, in whose cold blood no spark of honor abides. Be thou a prey to the house of York, and die in bands for this unmanly deed.
In dreadful war mayst thou be overcome, or live in peace, abandoned and despised.
Turn this way, Henry, and regard them not.
They seek revenge, and therefore will not yield.
Oh, Exeter,
why should you sigh, my lord?
Not for myself, Lord Warwick, but my son, whom I unnaturally shall disinherit. But be it as it may. I here entail the crown to thee and to thine heirs forever, conditionally, that here thou take thine oath to cease this civil war, and, whilst I live, to honor me as thy king and sovereign, and neither by treason nor hostility to seek to put me down and reign thyself.
This oath I willingly take and will perform.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
And long live thou, and these thy forward sons.
Now York and Lancaster are reconciled.
Accursed be he that seeks to make them foes.
My gracious lord, I'll take my leave. But out of Wakefield to my castle.
And I'll keep London with my soldiers.
The Knight of Norfolk is my followers.
And I with grief and sorrow to the court.
Here comes the queen, and looks bewray her anger. I'll steal away.
Exeter, so will I.
Nay, go not from me, I will follow thee.
Be patient, gentle queen, and I will stay.
Who can be patient in such extremes? Oh, wretched man. Would I had died a maid and never seen thee, never borne thee, son, seeing thou hast proved so unnatural a father. Has he deserved to lose his birthright thus?
Father, you cannot disinherit me. If you be king, why should not I succeed?
Pardon me, Margaret, pardon me, sweet son. The Earl of Warwick and the Duke enforced me.
Enforced thee? Art thou king and was they forced? Shame to hear thee speak. Oh, timorous wretch. Thou hast undone thyself, thy son, and me, and given unto the House of York such head as thou shalt reign but by their sufferance, to entail him and his heirs unto the crown. What is it but to make thy sepulchre and creep into it far before thy time? Warwick is chancellor, Salisbury lord of Calais, and the Duke is made protector of the realm, and yet shalt thou be safe. So such safety finds the trembling lamb environed with wolves. Had I been there, which I'm a silly woman, the soldiers should have tossed me on their pikes before I would have granted to that act. But thou preferrest to thy life before thine honor, and seeing thou dost, I here divorce myself both from thy table, Henry, and thy bed, until that act of Parliament be repealed whereby my son is disinherited. The northern lords that have forsworn thy colors will follow mine if once they see them spread, and spread they shall be to thy foul disgrace and utter ruin of the House of York. Thus do I leave thee. Come, son, let's away. Our army is ready. Come, we'll after them.
Stay, gentle Margaret, and hear me speak.
Thou hast spoke too much already. Get thee gone.
Gentle son Edward, thou wilt stay with me.
To be murdered by his enemies.
When I return with victory from the field, I'll see your grace. Till then, I'll follow her.
Come, son, away. We may not linger thus.
Poor queen, her love to me and to her son have made her break out into terms of rage. Revenged may she be on that hateful duke, whose haughty spirit, winged with desire, will cost my crown, and like an empty eagle, tire on the flesh of me and of my son. The loss of those three lords torments my heart. I'll write unto them, and entreat them fair. Come, cousin, you shall be the messenger.
And I hope, shall reconcile them all.